I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Advocacy groups are sounding the alarm about low-volume hydraulic fracturing. Illinois has regulated high-volume hydraulic fracturing since 2013, but the groups Illinois People's Action and Fair Economy Illinois say low-volume fracking is more common and can be kept secret. Dawn Dannenbring is with People's Action. She supports legislation requiring the same oversight for all fracking.
It would require frackers to disclose the location of where they're going to frack, as well as the chemicals that are being used.
Dannenbring says current law allows oil and gas wells to run under people's homes without them even knowing, possibly contaminating their drinking water. Since 2013, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources issued just one high-volume fracking permit, but the company never used it. In other news, state lawmakers have been rushing to pass a minimum wage increase, but now they seem to be slowing down. Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
State Senator Kim Lightford, the sponsor of the $15 minimum wage, says Governor J.B. Pritzker wants this bill passed quickly.
His goal was by the budget address, so which would be the 20th.
Earlier in the week, Lightford said she had a deal, but now she says negotiations are ongoing.
Or even if they have an agreement, you still have to draft it. You still have to see what it looks like.
Among the outstanding issues is whether to regionalize the wage or having a different minimum in different parts of the state. Some downstate lawmakers have expressed interest in the idea, but Lightford says she has yet to get a concrete plan from people who favor that approach. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Federal testing shows a suburban Chicago plant that sterilizes medical instruments is still producing high levels of cancer-causing gas. That is despite installing new pollution control equipment. But the U.S. EPA says it doesn't have enough evidence to take action. Air samples collected late last year show a connection between the Sterigenics International plant in Willowbrook and high levels of ethylene oxide. Tests also show unknown sources of the gas, so the agency needs more time to determine the extent of Sterigenics' role. Sterigenics acknowledged the high gas levels, but said in a statement it remains premature to draw conclusions about long-term health risks from the data. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul and DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin call the test results troubling. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Illinois State Board of Education is warning schools they may not be reimbursed for free or reduced price lunch programs if the federal government goes into another shutdown. Jeff Aronofsky is in charge of health and safety at the State Board of Ed. He says the summer food program for low-income children will be reimbursed, but many other entities, including school districts, would only get a fraction of the funds that they're owed.
We just know that we will be running out of money in April this year, if the budget impasse continues to be a factor. And that thought of having $0 on hand for all communities across Illinois gave us some concern.
The board published its priorities on the website isbe.net. A Carbondale woman is being honored in the state's capital by Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerichs as a part of Black History Month. The NAACP's Assistant Treasurer Diane Hood was honored with the Outstanding Commitment to Community Service Award. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton congratulated recipients and thanked them for working for better communities. She ended the celebration with a few remarks.
Black history is still being made every single day.
Stratton says Black history is not about looking back to the time of Jim Crow and slave trade, but about looking forward.
And it's being made daily. Some of us here today can say we were the first. Sometimes we're in spaces where we say we are the only.
Stratton says Black history is about trailblazers, including those honored yesterday, like Diane Hood of Carbondale.